And now back to today's congressional hearings on Major League Baseball and steroid abuse. There are some people, however concerned they may be about steroid abuse, who are also concerned about a potential abuse of power by the Congress. Joining us now is Lewis Michael Seidman, who's a law professor at Georgetown University. Were you concerned here about this kind of congressional hearing?
Well, Mr. Davis and Mr. Waxman, the ranking minority member, are reasonable, responsible people. So I don't think we saw the very worst sort of abuses today. But the hearing did have some of the hallmarks of the sort of thing that we have bad memories about from the McCarthy era. Things like trying to make public policy through tear-jerking anecdotes, the pious denunciations, the bad witnesses who are made to squirm, the good witnesses who are glorified, and mostly the unfairness of a situation where there's no judge, where there's no limit on the kind of evidence that can be presented, and where the wildest sort of charges can be made without an opportunity to cross-examine.
The person who is by far most talkative of the Major League Baseball players today was Jose Canseco, who's written a book about this and who admits to having used steroids. Mark McGuire was the player who seemed to be in the most uncomfortable situation, and he at least once had to say, I can't answer that question. The question, did you ever use these? Is there some value in bringing a great celebrity, in this case of Major League Baseball, Mark McGuire, before the public broadcast hearings and asking him point blank, did you do something wrong?
I don't think so in circumstances where the person is not going to tell us, where they're going to assert...
Well, we know that in advance.
Yes, that where they're going to assert their constitutional right. They do have a constitutional right. I should add, I mean, in some ways the worst aspect of this is the job of Congress is supposed to be to legislate. Now, I am second to no one in thinking baseball is really important, but we have a war on. Medicare is about to collapse. Apparently, Americans officials are torturing people in undisclosed locations. I would have thought Congress had something better to do with its time.
But there was a connection drawn between one of the early panels today in which the parents of young men who'd committed suicide after taking steroids, and they'd drawn a causal relationship. They testified, and then they blamed that on the emulation of Major League Baseball players who their sons assumed took steroids. So they're drawing a link between the behavior of the Major League ball players and what they would say is a large problem in society. Fair grounds for a hearing?
And perhaps there's such a link. I don't think that on the basis of a few very sad incidents, it makes sense to make general public policy. And, I mean, I might add, you know, in professional boxing, a very large numbers of people end up with brain damage. There are high school coaches who tell linemen that, you know, you've got to gain 30 pounds if you're going to make the team. That's not good for people's health. These are complicated issues. There are difficult questions of line drawing. And the best way to resolve them is not through the glare of publicity-seeking public hearings of this kind. At least that's my view.
There was a question actually put to the Major League Baseball players. Do you think that if a player used steroids, a record that he had achieved in Major League Baseball should stand? And I think everybody declined to answer that question, saying that was up to the commissioner. Again, Mark McGuire appeared to be uncomfortable. But that would be a great extension of congressional authority to reach into the baseball record books and decide what would constitute a single season record for home runs, say.
You know, I'm not a big fan of the way Major League Baseball is run, and sometimes I've said jokingly that the first step toward a just socialism in the United States would be nationalizing Major League Baseball. However, when you see the way Congress operates, it does say something for capitalism, for free market capitalism.
You know, part of the rationale here is, and I want to ask you about this, you're a constitutional lawyer, is that there is an exemption from antitrust for Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball enjoys a unique situation in American life. Does that make it different from NASCAR or the Professional Golfers Tour or any other sports league?
Yes, I think it does, and I think... First, I think the antitrust exemption is not justifiable. If there's going to be one, I think there is a legitimate role for the government playing some role in regulating baseball. My concern, though, is regulation by public hearing. Mm-hmm. I think that appeals to the worst instincts in members of Congress and the worst instincts in the American public.
And your judgment today is could have been worse.
could have been a lot worse. We've seen a lot worse.
Mike Seidman, thanks a lot for talking with us. Professor Louis Michael Seidman of Georgetown University Law Center talking with us about today's congressional hearings on steroid abuse in Major League Baseball. ¶¶